KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our Heritage Foundation update, typically Fridays at this time. We welcome Genevieve Wood onto ABQ Connect. Genevieve, thanks for taking the time again.
Hi, Steve. Interesting times to be with you.
You know, yeah, very interesting. You know, often, you know, you and I kind of look at headlines from Daily Signal, dailysignal.com, the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation. Heritage is at heritage.org on the web. You know, we spent a lot of time this week watching the RNC, looking forward to the DNC, watching our past president dodge bullets, and hearing stories about a potential removal of Joe Biden, potentially by himself. Reports that I heard yesterday watching a couple different news channels that there's a possibility by this weekend we could see him remove himself from the presidential race, although stay in office to finish his term is what it sounds like. And again, a lot of this is speculation and sources telling news outlets. So none of any of that confirmed. however, it does make for interesting discussion, and a lot of questions come up when it comes to, well, then what happens at the DNC, and what's what is precedent, what is set up in law, and what do we have to look forward to in the coming weeks?
Well, it's very interesting, to say the least, and a lot of it obviously will depend on what President Joe Biden decides to do. If he decides to keep running, then, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be him, and it's going to be Kamala Harris as vice president running against now, you know, former President Trump and Senator J.D. Vance. But if he does decide to step aside, it then matters on how he decides to step aside. As you said, you know, is he just going to, you know, say, well, I'm going to continue being president from now until, you know, January 20 of 2025, or if I'm really not feeling well, whether that be both physical and or mental, then does he need to step out now and have Kamala become president? So there's a lot of different ways it could go. But if he does just say, I'm going to stay president and I'm just going to step aside, then you get into the Democrats having in August what would be called, you know, an open convention. And that's where the delegates that go to the convention, who right now are, you know, they're bound to the candidate that their states voted for. So if Joe Biden won, you know, the state of New Mexico, which I think, if I recall, he did pretty handily, then the delegates of that state are committed to vote for him. But if he releases them and says, you're actually now free to vote for someone else, that becomes an open convention. So that's where the candidates can just vote for the candidate of their choice. And it really has nothing to do with what the caucuses or primaries in their state did. And people may not realize this, but Steve, you know, up until about 1968, most political conventions were open conventions. This didn't used to be just kind of a, you know, a pro forma party for the convention where everybody already knew who the candidates were going to be. And it was just right. Kind of a formal process they went through back in, you know, until kind of fairly recent, you know, 50, 60 years ago. Most of these conventions, that's where the decision was made. There was a lot of debate and a lot of, you know, back and forth of these conventions and wheeling and dealing and backroom deals. And it wasn't the system that we see today. But if it goes to an open convention, then you'll have, you know, even if the president endorses Kamala Harris and says, I want her to be the president, if it's an open convention, the people there can vote for whoever they want to, and they may have some different thoughts.
And any speculation on in the event that, of course, President Biden stepped aside, continue to be president until January 20th, 2025. I mean, that means Kamala, there's no guarantee for her. And we could see someone that hasn't even really been talked about much in the news.
No, that's right. You could, you know, you've got a lot of folks say, well, what about a Gavin Newsom, you know, the governor of California? Or Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, or Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania. These are all Democrats whose names have been tossed around, and there are others. And, you know, they've all got, obviously, people in their political arena who would like to see it be them. And so, you know, you could end up in a convention where you've got folks saying, well, Kamala Harris may have been the vice president, but we don't think she can win, and we think we ought to be looking for a fresh face to represent us. And it could get messy. And of course, then she'd have to pick a vice presidential running mate as well. It's not, won't just be her. You'll have to have a vice president that she'd have to pick to run with her. So there'd be a lot of wheeling and dealing that would have to go on. And keeping in mind, she's also still the vice president of the country. And you've had a president who said, I don't think I should run again. You know, that starts getting kind of, you think about what people around the world are looking at. You've got a president who doesn't feel up to running again. And now his vice president is now running for president and really focused on that. It starts making people, I think, a little bit concerned about how governing is happening. So there's a lot at stake here. It's interesting politics, but there's a lot at stake for the country.
Well, okay, so that's looking forward to what we have to look forward to in August in Chicago, which, by the way, now was 1968 the last time it was in Chicago?
No, the Democrats have been in Chicago. I think it was in 1992 they were in Chicago. Or no, it was 96. I'm sorry, 1996. Bill Clinton's second convention was in Chicago.
Okay. But a lot of history there, though. So,
yes, there is.
Gonna be interesting.
Wasn't known as a good year for that.
No. Be interesting to see what happens there. You know, and let me say before we go on, our listeners, many of our listeners are Christians, and I would encourage them to spend some time on their knees praying for our nation and the leaders and the people involved on both sides of the aisle and in the middle as far as independence. So do spend some time in prayer there. Things have been ugly over the last recent years. Now we did look forward. I was kind of interested to look back a little bit and get your perspective on what we just witnessed over the last 4 days in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I was actually there the very first part of it. I was there on Monday evening and flew out on Tuesday. This was an interesting convention. I mean, obviously it was coming, it started literally a day and a half after President Trump, had an assassin attempt. So completely didn't change the purpose of the convention, but it changed, I think, a lot of the mood in many respects.
Yeah.
Security was already going to be high, and now it was even more so. But it was an interesting, unlike the Democrats, I think we have a lot of questions. There was a question going into the Republican convention of who was he going to pick as his vice president? That question has now been answered. But other than that, there weren't a lot of questions. I think the events of last Saturday only more solidified probably those on the Republican side of the aisle in terms of their, whatever quabbles they had about something. They're kind of, those are aside now. We're all focused on electing these two people.
Yeah, early in the convention, as I watched, I saw Mitch McConnell come in, and quite honestly, the auditorium was full of boos, at the right time, really the same thing for those that are President Trump backers, or at least his policies, and whether personally or policies, whatever. There was a time not long ago where if J.D. Vance had come in, he may, because he was so opposed to, and I love what, when asked about his position, years ago, that he said, well, he was elected, I watched him work, and I've changed my mind. And I love that transparency. I mean, not the need to explain much of, I mean, can you change your mind? Yeah, you can. And quite honestly, without getting into, the whole fight about the border. President Biden gave the border a little bit of attention here in the last weeks that he waited 3 years to do. But, some of what he did beneficial in slowing things down. Maybe it's not as much as people would like to see, but it was something. So people can change their mind about things. I felt like I watched as much as I could. I felt like the Republican Party seemed galvanized. But the other thing is that we've seen a lot of things happen in just the last few days. I was talking to my son this morning and I said, it's July. We have August, September, and October. before we get to November. And a lot of things can happen in that time. So there's a lot to be talking about now and considering what might be coming down the pike. But we may be surprised in the next few days, you know, like you said, that one of the options is President Biden continues down the path to accept the candidacy as president of the United States for the 2024 election. But, we don't know.
I think what you said, Steve, at the top is really important. I mean, just prayer. I mean, for the country, for all the candidates involved, both sides of the aisle. But again, specifically just for the country, that God would, you know, give us leaders, probably not that we deserve, but that would be good for the country, and give them wisdom, no matter what, you know, whether they have R or D next to their name.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the world does look on, and we're in precarious times. If people think we're weak, if they think we're confused, if they think we're in turmoil internally. And then also just forget the outside arena. I mean, I just think, you know, what we saw happen last Saturday was horrific, regardless of which side of the aisle that you're on.
Right.
And that's not, you know, I was just having a conversation with some folks earlier about, well, what happens after November, you know, on November 6th, regardless of who wins. I mean, we could have turmoil in the country because one side's going to be very, very unhappy. So we just, you know, we need to pray for our country and for, you know, people's ultimate allegiance to be to God, not to a political party or a political candidate, think of their fellow citizens as truly that, fellow citizens and human beings. And I think we would all do better if that were more of our focus.
Amen. Well, and I do want to encourage the listener, if they have questions and are trying to kind of figure out some of the stuff we were talking about, a lot of this probably they'll find covered at heritage.org and or dailysignal.com as we press on through this election season. But Genevieve, thank you so much for your insight and your thoughts and your time. And we'll look forward to getting you back on at the end of the month on Friday. We'll have a full hour with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. That's next Friday. But look forward to having you back on early in August.
Terrific. Sounds great. Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thanks for listening. We'll get to Brian Cochran's update. Our Friday financial update is on the way from John Moore Associates next on KLYT.